Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Find satisfaction in your work, in your life.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a wonderful day, and you are wonderful listeners, and I'm praying for you that God will do something special for you today. Something maybe you've been praying for, or maybe you haven't been praying for it. Lord, just do something special for them. They don't know what they need, Lord. They don't know what they need. The Lord knows what you need. Amen, amen. Listen, we are talking about finding satisfaction in your work and in your life. You know, a lot of times, satisfaction, we try to get it from our wives. We try to get it from our husbands. We try to get it from the children. We try to get it from our jobs. And we're just basically searching for wherever that satisfaction is. Sometimes some people are just so blessed where they're satisfied everywhere. They have satisfaction at work, at home, at the church, at the community meetings, and, you know, at the company that they started. I mean, they have satisfaction everywhere. But there's another group of people who, you listen, you're not satisfied nowhere. You don't find no satisfaction. You know, and if you do, it's very seldom. You just, you know, you're trying to find a way to be a part of whatever's going on and do your part and still be happy. And man, but hey, you got to find out where your satisfaction is. Something. You have to find satisfaction in your work or something. And everybody would always say, hey, be happy with the job you have, or find something that you like to do and make that your job every day. And that's good too. That's good. Find satisfaction in it. Find satisfaction. Some of you find satisfaction listening to Be Holy. Well, you keep on finding satisfaction in it, okay? But listen, find satisfaction somewhere in your life. We're going to read here in a minute. We did some verses last week in Ecclesiastes 5, but we're going to go to Ecclesiastes 6 this week. And it's talking about a man that if he never finds satisfaction, he might as well have been born dead. If he never had a decent burial, he was better off. He had more peace being born dead. Now that sounds dark. It really does. It just sounds dark. But it says this, Ecclesiastes 6, verse number 3. A man might have 100 children. A man might have 100 children and live to be very, very old. But if he finds no satisfaction in life and doesn't even get a decent burial, it would have been better for him to be born dead. That's what he said. Now, this man is the richest man in the world at the time. And he might still be the richest man in the world. I don't know. Might be. But God made him say it. God made him say it. Verse number 4. His birth would have been meaningless, and he would have been ended up in darkness. He wouldn't even have had a name. He would have ended up in darkness, not have a name. And what else? Let's see. Verse number 5 says, and he would never have seen the sun nor known of its existence. Yet he would have had more peace than growing up as an unhappy man. He would have had more peace than growing up as an unhappy man. Just think about that. He would have more peace being born dead than growing up as an unhappy man or an unhappy person. Right? Because it goes for the women too. So women, you got to find satisfaction too. Sometimes you're trying to get satisfaction out that husband. And a lot of times the satisfaction that you're looking for might be elsewhere. And it might not be your husband. You, your husband is the one who's there to help you, and you help him, right? But you're trying to make him your God, and that's not what God told you to do. You make your husband your God, you get dissatisfied real quick. Same thing, man. You got to find some happiness in you. You got to find some happiness. See, you can't be an unhappy person. You got to come on and bring that whole attitude. Your whole energy has to change. You know, maybe you're not depending on God yet. Maybe you're not, you know, trusting in the Lord yet. But until you trust in him, you still have to have some happiness. You get what I'm telling you? I'm hoping that you do trust in him. I'm hoping that you do begin to trust him. I'm hoping that you do have a path towards God. But if you don't, listen, you need happiness in your life. And the happiness that you have is what's going to get you through. You got to have some satisfaction in this life. Verse number 6, he might live to 1,000 years twice, but if he still doesn't find any contentment, it's bad. He might live 1,000 years twice. Twice over, it says, but still not find contentment. I mean, that's bad. That's bad. And since he must die like everyone else, well, what's the use? That's what it says. It says, well, what's the use? If he's got to die like everybody else, well, what's the use? Verse number 7, all people spend their lives scratching for food, but they never seem to have enough. Even when there's no famine, you're still scratching for food and you still don't have enough. Verse number 8, so are wise people really better off than fools? Now, it said all people spend their lives scratching for food. That's all, everybody. And then it asks the question, verse number 8, the Holy Ghost did this. He asked the question and says, are the wise people, are they really all that wise? Are they, you know, are they really better off than people who aren't wise, since everybody's scratching for food and never have enough? Do poor people gain anything by being wise and knowing how to act in front of people? This is the Holy Ghost asking questions. The Holy Ghost is funny sometimes. Yeah. Verse number 9. Enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless, like chasing the wind. That's what it is. Enjoy what, there's the key. Verse number 9. Enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Therein lies the problem. We want to desire everything that we don't have. And the more we don't have it, the more we desire it. And I got to work towards getting it. I got to have it. Can't wait. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I got to get it. I got to do whatever. I got to work 12 jobs to get this one thing that I want to have. And that's fine if you want to do it. If that's your satisfaction, I guess it's okay. But it says here, enjoy what you do have. You know, you might have bought this or bought that and worked 12 jobs to get something else. Enjoy that thing rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless, like chasing the wind. That's what he says. The Holy Ghost says all this. Here's another verse. I like this. Verse number 10. It says, everything has already been decided. Click. Hang up the phone. Cancel Christmas. Cancel New Year's and turn off Easter. I mean, it says there, everything has already been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be. This is verse number 10 in Ecclesiastes 6. Everything has already been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be. So there's no use arguing with God about your destiny. There's no use in arguing with God about your destiny. It's already decided a long time ago. Now that takes all the stress off. That's, you know, that song that says, what's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and you know, so on and so on. What God has for you is for you. What God has for me is for me. Sure, we can work at it, right? But it's already been decided what we will be and what we would be. I hope you guys can hear everybody working outside the window. But listen, I can hear all this noise outside the window. And see that? And the thing about it is this. It's already been decided. There's no need in arguing with God about your destiny. God, I want to do this, and God, I want to do that, and God, I want to be this, and Lord, can you just change this to this? Lord, I don't want this husband no more. I want that wife, and I want this, that, and I don't want these children. I want another set of children. Lord, if you could just fix this for me, Lord, and I don't like my pastor no more, Lord. If you could just, it's already been decided what's going to be and who's going to be what. There's no need in arguing with God about your destiny. Take the stress off. He said, let tomorrow worry about itself. Tomorrow has its own problems. It'll take care of itself. You deal with today. It's got enough problems in today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Deal with today. It's already been decided, man. Everything has already been decided. Verse number 10 again. It's all been decided. It was known long ago what each person would be. Yeah. Remember how it says, the same Bible talks about Jesus was crucified from the foundations of the earth. That was from the beginning. It was decided long ago. He knew before we did anything. He knew before Adam did anything. He knew before any sin was whatever. He knew. And he made a way for all of us to escape his judgment. That's what he did. He made a way for everybody to escape his judgment, because he's not going to take his judgment back. He's not going to do that. But he can make a way for you to escape it. See, that's what God does. He can make a way for you to escape all that judgment if you want to. You know, that's when he said, just believe it, man. Just believe I've taken away all your sins. I knew you were going to do that. You didn't know what you were doing. Quit arguing about what you're going to do and what you ain't going to do. Stop doing that. Listen at me. You better start believing on God. Don't believe me. Believe him. He's the one that can back up every promise. Every promise that he makes, he can back it up. Don't sit there and try to change into something else. You can change towards him. You can start chasing after what he said, because he already told you, look, when you were conceived, God already he began to give you and I, all of us. He was giving us all knowledge. He was giving us wisdom when we were conceived. So he gave us understanding. He gave us a little faith when we started. Something about life that just separates us from God. The longer and longer we live, it seems like the more the devil tries to separate us from God, life tries to separate us from God. And God gave us life, right? More abundantly. But it's just this physical life that tries to separate us from God. I don't know why it does it. It just does. And now listen, he told us what to do. He's already planned everything out. He's got it all set up for you. Why are you still fighting him? You don't need to fight him. You need to fight with him. So, hey, make that change and find some satisfaction in your work.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.